Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We have looked at the Lordship of God or Jesus. We have also looked at eternal life. We want to now look at human involvement in the supernatural. That is Jesus' teaching on laying on of hands. Laying on of human hands. Hallelujah. And for that, we want to look at a text from Genesis chapter 1 and then verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Jump over to verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Hallelujah. Now, if you look at these scriptures, we will get a first impression of God. You know, if you read the book of Genesis chapter 1 in the creation narratives, you will get an impression of God. You will get this unmistakable impression that God is highly organized, he is systematic, and he is schematic. In other words, God does not like chaos. You will get that impression. He does not like confusion. He does not like things being amorphous, where you cannot tell which is which. He doesn't like disorder. He doesn't like emptiness. He doesn't like darkness. Because when he saw darkness, he did something about it. When he saw that there was chaos, he did something about it. So you get this impression of God, unmistakable, that he is highly organized, that he is systematic, because he goes from day to day to do things, and there seems to be a plan. He seems to have a plan. He didn't just come and say, "Hey, we are in trouble. What shall I do?" No, he seemed to know what he wants to do. And that's a very wonderful understanding you need to have about God. That he is a God who is in charge. He doesn't look at chaos and panic. No, he looks at it and he organizes it, because he doesn't like this order. And he does it in a schematic form. He does it with a plan. So we get an impression of God that he is a God of plan. He's a God of purpose. So in creating, ladies and gentlemen, God doesn't create, and after creating, he asks himself, "Okay, this thing I've created, what shall it do? Let me find a purpose for it. Otherwise, it will be lingering around." God is not like that. Anything that he creates, he created them because he already had a plan, he already had a purpose, and he created that thing to fit into the plan and the purpose he had in mind. Hallelujah. That is why, before he created man, he said something. He didn't just create man and say, "Hey, he has come. What shall we do with this creature? How shall he walk? Shall he do this? What shall he do?" No, before he created man, he said, in counsel with himself, he said, the triune God, they said, "Let us," plural, "make man in our image, and let them have dominion." Verse 27, so God created man in his image. So before he creates, he already has a plan. Is that right? Beautiful. So he created man in his image and after his likeness, so that what? So that man will have dominion. Please underline dominion. That's Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Dominion over all the earth. Please underline over all the earth. So, Man was created with a purpose. The purpose is to have what? Dominion over all the earth. Now, why did God create man in his image to have dominion? The reason is simple. God had reorganized the earth because he's a God of order. He's a God of light. He's a God of who doesn't like emptiness. So he organizes everything. And then he creates man for man to come and rule over the order. To come and rule over the earth, so to speak. So that is the purpose of mankind, to rule over the earth. Why did he have to rule over the earth? Because God knew that if he doesn't have somebody to take care of the earth will go back into chaos. It will go back into emptiness. It will be bereft of the things God wants the earth to be filled with. He knew that the earth will go back into rebellion that it was in before he came and established the first kingdom era on this earth. So he needed man. Man's purpose is one. Man's purpose is to do what? To have dominion. Let's all say, have dominion. I know there are certain people who say that, well, our whole duty, our whole purpose is to worship God. But please look at why God created man. Genesis 1:26. Does he say, let us make man in our image and let them become worshippers? Here you are. Did he say, let us make man in our image and let them become prayer warriors? Let them become singers. Let them become what? Pastors. Does he say that? Let them become bishops, archbishops, apostles. No, he doesn't say that. If you want to know the reason for a thing, please go back to the original. Because all other things that tend to engage us and confuse us, they were not there in the beginning. So if you want to know the purpose of mankind, you and I, we have to go back to the beginning. He didn't say, let us make man in our image and let them do what? He said, let them have dominion. So what God wants to see, the end of what God wants to see is what? Dominion. It doesn't mean you don't become a pastor, but become a pastor, but that is not your end. Your end is dominion. Become a doctor, medical doctor, but your end is dominion. Become a teacher, your end is dominion. You are a student, your end is dominion. Once you call yourself mankind, a human, why God brought you on earth? His plan he had in mind before he created you is to have dominion, and he will not stop short at it. Hallelujah. We may stop short at a certain point and say, well, I am rich, or maybe I have a house, or maybe I have cars, or I have children, they look like me, and they are wonderful, clever children. But ladies and gentlemen, that is not your purpose for coming on earth, to bring forth to clever children. Your purpose is to have what? Dominion. Can we all say dominion again? Dominion. There is something wonderful about God. When God begins a thing, he never backs down, or he never backs off from it. Look at Philippians chapter 1 and then verse 6. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. He says what? Being confident of this very thing. Can we all say confident? A version says that being sure. Can we all say sure?
Sure.
Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to perfection, will continue until the day of Jesus Christ. Until the day of Jesus Christ. So that is how God is. When he begins a thing, he doesn't stop. God doesn't get frustrated like us. We begin a project. We want to have a business. And then thieves come to steal our property. And then we say, okay, menyanye, no more business. Now I want to be a teacher. And then you try the teaching and you get frustrated, and then you say, okay, no more teaching. God is not like that. He never becomes discouraged. He is never frustrated, because before he starts, he has a plan, and the plan is such that he will continue to the end. So he says that if he begins something good in you, he will never stop, non-stop, until when? Look into your Bibles. Until the day of Jesus Christ. Do you know what the day of Jesus Christ is? I'll show you very soon. It is not the time that Jesus Christ was born. In the Bible, that phraseology talks about the coming of the Lord Jesus. Which coming is he talking about? The rapture and the second coming. But we will come to that. So that is it about God. Look also at James chapter 1 verse 7. James chapter 1 verse 7. The Bible says over there that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father, in whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning. Good. Every perfect gift, it comes from where? The heavenly kingdom, from the Father, because he doesn't like darkness on the earth. And he describes God. He says that in whom there is no variation. That means that when God gives you a good thing, he starts a good thing. He doesn't. In whom there is no variation with him, neither shadow of turning. Shadow of turning is like regret and turning back and say, I won't be a teacher anymore. I won't be a pastor anymore. I won't be do this business anymore. I won't back up on this venture anymore. There is no shadow of turning with God. So when God created man in his image, many things have happened. In Genesis chapter 3, man fell. Is that right? Good. Then man began sinning and sinning and sinning and living in religion and all that. But God did a good work, because there is no variation in him. He still has the original purpose of man. Let us make man in our image and let them have dominion. He still has in mind, and he will pursue it, because there is no variation with him. Look at Romans chapter 11 verse 29. Romans chapter 11 verse 29. The Bible says over there that for the gifts, can we all say gifts? And callings, can we all say callings? Of God are irrevocable. It's a big word. But irrevocable means that he doesn't revoke it. He doesn't take it back. If I give you something, I tell you I'll do something, and then you do something bad, and I say, well, I revoke that plan that I have. It means I've taken it back. The Bible says that the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. In other words, when he gives you a calling, he doesn't take it back. You can do whatever thing you want to do. That is his nature. He doesn't vary. He doesn't take it back. So if he called mankind to have dominion, will God be frustrated along the line that mankind is not having dominion? So you let me think about myself. After all, I tried. No. The Bible says that he doesn't revoke the calling. So he called mankind to have dominion. He doesn't take that calling back. He doesn't regret it and say that, well, you no more have dominion because you have sinned. Because the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. They are without repentance. In other words, he doesn't change about it. That is why Lucifer is as clever as he is, right? Because he was clever when he was Lucifer. Now he is Satan. He is still intelligent. He is still kind. Because God doesn't take his gift. That's his nature. So if he has given you a calling, and a calling is your dominion, dominion means that be in charge. He doesn't take that calling back. He still wants us to be in charge. Even today and age, provided we are still mankind, created in his image, he wants us to have dominion. Why? Because he knows the tendency of this life, that on this earth, if I don't get people created in my to be in charge of the earth, this earth is going to go back into chaos, disorder, emptiness, and darkness, ignorance of God and of the glory of God. Hallelujah. So that is our mandate. That is our calling. To have dominion means you are in charge. You are a manager. You are the one. When you are a manager and something happens where you are managing, do you know when we come as auditors, we will come after you? Because you are the manager. You are the one in charge. You say, well, this person committed. No. You put that person there. You are the one in charge. Hallelujah. You are the one responsible. You are the one in control. You can fire people. You can take people. You can reshuffle. You can do whatever you have to do to deliver on the mandate for your organization. So you are the one in charge. Let them have dominion. Let them manage. Manage is from two words, man and age. You put man and age together, you get the word manage. You know what that one means? Man is to manage affairs of this age. In this time, in the earth that is governed with times and seasons, man is to manage. While God manages a place that doesn't know 24 hours, that doesn't know time.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
1 John 4:17 says that as He is in heaven, so are we on this earth. The question is that, what is Jesus in heaven? What is God in heaven? He is the ruler. He is the one who is in charge. Jesus is sitting on the throne. That should make you to know that He is the one who is in charge in heaven. God is the one who is in charge in heaven. The Bible says that as He is in the heavenly kingdom, so are we on this earth. So what are we supposed to be? In charge of this earth. Just as He is in charge of heaven, He made us in His image to be in charge of the earth. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the background. This is the basic understanding you need to get if you must understand Jesus' teaching on laying on of hands. That God needs you. He created you for a purpose, to have dominion, not to be a worshiper, but to have dominion. Worshiping, praying, teaching, all those things are means to an end. On this earth, our mandate, let us make man in our image and let them have dominion. Not let them worship me. Let them have dominion. Pastor, are you saying that worship and prayer and teaching and all that, they are not important? They are important, but they are a means to an end on this earth. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. So, God wants us never to forget that we were made to have dominion. Let me point something out to you very quickly, because sometimes when we talk about our mandate on this earth, the purpose for which God created us, why we are alive today as you are listening to me, sometimes we think that we cannot solve the problem on earth. We can solve the problems on earth. We can rule the earth, because one of the lies of the devil is to give an impression that because man sinned, listen very carefully to me, because man sinned in Genesis chapter 3, Adam sinned, Adam and Eve sinned. Because of that, that is why the devil came around. It is not true. It is not sinning by our parents in the first kingdom era that introduced Satan on earth. Satan was already here on earth before we were even created. And we were created to be in charge on the earth, because He wanted to take the earth, rule the earth. He wanted to do that. Hallelujah. If you know that it isn't because of the sin, it isn't because of your human sins, the sin of Adam and Eve, that is why Satan is rampaging on the earth, then you know that in spite of who you are, you can still be in charge. That you are not part of the problem, you are part of the solution. Hallelujah. then you know that when Jesus Christ took our sins away, he put us in a certain place where we are more than able to rule the earth. It isn't your sin, your bad thoughts that you are having that will prevent you from exercising rulership on the earth. Because many times people have some bad thoughts coming into your mind and say, there I go again. I can't do anything. You can do something. I said you can do something. If you know Jesus took away your sin, you can be strengthened in the Lord to still do what you have to do. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. The devil was already here. Darkness was already covering the face of the deep. The Holy Ghost was already also here before we ever came around. So our purpose as humans, it still is to continue and to enhance the dominion, the management process that God started on earth. When he came and there was chaos, and then he started to manage the earth. That's our purpose. Hallelujah. Now, we will move on. And we want to understand God's kingdom plan. Can we all say kingdom plan? We know the kingdom plan. We want to know the kingdom plan. Okay? We want to know the kingdom plan. And that is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. The kingdom plan is how we are going to have dominion on earth. How? A plan always describes how you do something. A purpose describes your vision or your mission, your objective, your purpose. But a plan describes how you are going to do it. Did God just give us a purpose, a mandate to have dominion, to rule the earth? You know? When we say rule the earth, maybe I should tell you some few things. Number one, ruling the earth as it is now for us is ruling the self. Can we all say self? That is your nature. Whether it's your positive self or your negative self. And then number two, it is ruling sin. Number three is ruling sickness. Number four is ruling situations. Number five, ruling society. And number six, ruling Satan. Self, sin, sickness, situation, society, Satan. The six S. That is, for us now, how we should rule. Or I should say, what we should rule over. Hallelujah. How do we do that? That's what I want to teach us. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Then God blessed them. After he made man in his image to have dominion, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and that moves on the earth. Wow. In Genesis 1:28, we have a five-stage plan for us to fulfill dominion. So you see, it starts with what? Fruitfulness. Number two is what? Multiply. Number three is what? Filling the air. Number four is what? Subduing the air. And number five is what? Dominion. He created us to have dominion. He gives us a plan, stage by stage, that will bring us to the ultimate place of dominion. To be in charge over the six S. Self, sin, sickness, situations, I'm talking about circumstances around, and then society and Satan. Five staged kingdom plan for us to get there. Hallelujah. In the understanding, in Jesus' teaching, laying on of hands, he is teaching that we should know that human as we are, so to speak, physical as we are, God wants to use us to do something on this earth, to rule the earth for him, on his behalf. And then he gives us a five-stage plan to get there. How to have dominion starts by being fruitful, all the way to have dominion on the earth. I want us to understand at this stage that when Jesus was teaching laying on of hands, some people have limited it to just the spiritual to healing, for example. But when he was teaching laying on of hands, he was going beyond that, because that is what will come to people. Well, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But is Jesus teaching something behind that principle? Yes, I believe so. He is just teaching the principle of being practical. Can we also be practical? Wow. Because a hand is standing for what? Being practical. Being practical. He was the first person who laid hands when he took of the sand, dark sand of the earth, and he molded man into the shape and breathed in his nostrils. God was using his hands. He said that you guys, you came about by my hand, by me being practical, not staying in heaven, coming on earth, not using materials in heaven. Listen very carefully to me. Coming on earth, using the materials at my disposal and being practical with my hands to mold you. If that is how human beings came, don't you think that that is how we should also function on this earth? Pastor, are you saying that we should all be potters and go for clay and all that? You know that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being practical in your life. Because until you get practical, you cannot have dominion. Until you get practical, you cannot have dominion. Whether it's over yourself, over sin, over society, over sickness, over Satan. You must do all the spiritual you have to do. But get practical, ladies and gentlemen. Because God gave you a body so that you become practical, unlike him. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. That is why when Jesus Christ came, he said that repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, I know traditionally you think that at hand means that it's near. But he is trying to tell you from that same verse that if you want to experience the mandate that I gave you, if you want to experience the kingdom of heaven on this earth as it is in heaven, be practical. Because the kingdom is at your hand. It's at you being practical. That is why he said also, the kingdom of God doesn't come by observation. By just looking at things, seeing it in your book. You understand that? Reading it into your head is okay for starters. But for goodness sake, you want to have God's rule in this physical earth. Use your hand to practicalize what you read in the book. All that you read in the Bible, use your hand to make it real and physical on this earth. That is our mandate, to be in charge of the earth. But we have spiritualized it. We have spiritualized it in such a way that we only think about having dominion. It means that we are going to be kings in future. Right now, a kingdom is at your hand. That is also why he said that the person who comes to him and looks back, or I should say, the person who puts his hand to the plow. You know the plow. The plow is a physical instrument that is used to dig the earth, dig the ground, so that the earth will become fruitful. See, that if you put your hand to the plow, it's talking about what we call secular work, physical work, and you look back, you are not fit for the kingdom of God. In other words, if you want to experience the kingdom of God in your practical life, put your hand to a plow. Be practical. That is the law behind the teaching of laying on of hands. He's not just talking about laying on of hands to get spiritual things done, sickness healed and all that. What is the message? That things can be achieved practically. Healing can come by your hands. Practically, you can have what you God wants you to have by your hand. Put it to the plow and don't look back, look forward. Because the devil wants you to look back at the failures of other people who put their hand to the same business, who put their hand to the same subjects. He wants to remind you of your past, that your past you were a failure. Even Adam and Eve, they were failures and all that. He says that you put your hand to the plow, look forward. Don't look back. Then you become fit for the kingdom of heaven. Then you experience kingdom life on this earth. 5-stage plan for us to have dominion. God wants us to have dominion. He wants to use us, ladies and gentlemen, to do the things that he wants to do on this earth. He did not say, let me tell you some of the things God did not say. He did not say, let us make man in our image and let me have dominion. Let me, God, have dominion. He said, let us make man in our image and let them have dominion. Them have dominion. So on this earth, God is going to rely upon a man, hallelujah, for his agenda of order and light to fill this earth. We'll come to the 5-stage plan, where we will see that we need to fill this earth with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. That is what he meant by replenish the earth, because the glory of God was all over this place, but it was emptied by the devil. And God came upon the scene, repaired the chaos, and put man there and told man, replenish, refill the earth. With what? The knowledge, among other things, of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. We'll come to the 5-stage plan, but that is it. The 5-stage plan is to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish the earth, subject, to have dominion. Hallelujah. Now, if the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance, he gives you a gift, he doesn't take it back. He gives you a calling, he doesn't take it back. Then you know, if God doesn't change, some of you like that. If God doesn't change, then you know that the 5-stage plan has also not changed. Fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion. It hasn't changed. So, in order to bring about this plan, the 5-stage plan, he gave us 5-fold ministry. In fact, he sent his son Jesus Christ to come on earth. And then when Jesus Christ fulfilled the purpose, he said, for this purpose I was sent. In Luke chapter 4 verse 43, says, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other, not in the cities, but to the cities. Because for this purpose I was sent. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.